city, near Piccadilly. Don't really know how I got killed. I guess it's on my phone. New names and numbers that I don't know. I guess the places like I've been rotating. Turns to nine, not tense, do whatever we want. We're young enough to say,
hello, hello, and welcome to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you're not used to hearing my voice at this hour. We've had a change in the timing of our program, but we've moved, shifted from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And to be honest, I fancy it suits us all very well. We get so much more done during the day, and then we also get to a lot of those folks who are making it happen out there in our Bahama land, those folks in the community that are getting stuff done, because a lot of community service happens in the beginning of the day. And so we have a full studio here today, and the person's here with me, between me and you. They represent hundreds of people. So they sent us the best of the best, the creme de la creme, to talk to us about a very important thing that's just started and will add inches to our waistline, but for a good cause, a very good cause. Before we get into that, we all know I am going to just go over a couple of the events that are coming up in the month of October, things that we may want to patronize, consider supporting, volunteering. First and foremost, a shout out to what's currently happening right now. The Alpheus Hawk Finlayson Track and Field Classic is happening right there at the stadium. For those of you who may not know, that is the Anglican Church's sports meet. So all of the churches are out there participating in a variety of sports, and they even have the priests involved. So you could imagine you're a good pastor, you're a good priest running around the track. That happening right now at the sports stadium. So we want to wish all of them the best. And as a proud St. Agnes girl, I hope Aggie is doing well out there. Logos Bookship is in town, ladies and gentlemen. For those, I hope that we all know about that. It is a floating, it's a Christian mission-based ship, but they are in port, and you can go aboard. Of course, it's at a small fee. I can't remember how much it is per person, but you can go to visit. There are many sections of books. They also have little bits of entertainment with some of the missionaries that are on board, and light snacks and bites and things like that, too. So if you have some time, you can visit them. I think they're here for another 2 weeks or so. So if you have time, Shakespeare in Paradise continues this evening, and I think for the next week or so. So you still have time to catch Short Tales, although they might be sold out tonight. There's also the Amen Corner, Romeo and Juliet, and then they're having another visiting actor, an actress. She's actually going to be putting on her own one-person play, and that's going to be happening at the Fiona Theater down at the National Art Gallery. So you can always check the Shakespeare in Paradise pages for more information. We want to support our arts. We always say that we are a country that's focused on the orange economy, but we need to go out more to support our persons in drama, persons in plays, our artists who create art. So you, it's happening now, and you want to see if you can have some time to go out to that. Happening on the 18th and 19th, and I'm just putting this out there because I like culture and my Rotarians are involved in some way or the other. The International Culture Wine and Food Festival is happening on the week. That's going to be the 18th and the 19th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. So you want to try and get some time so you can sample all of the cultures and cuisines all around the world. Also happening on the 18th of October is the Miracle Miles Fun Trust Walk Fundraiser. This is by Four Seasons Management, Marcel Major and Teresa. They come on the show from time to time to talk a little bit more about what they're doing. And this particular one they will be doing in support of the Bahamas Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. So if you have time, and it's a free walk, you want to sign up. That's again with Four Seasons Race Management. It's going to be in support of the Bahamas Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. That same day, October 18th, would be the Agrarian Awards as well. This is an award ceremony for our farmers, and it is a paid event. It's for a good cause. So you want to check out the Ministry of Agriculture for further details on that. I will be out there as a proud daughter of the soil of Long Island, and as somebody who's been farming my own little thing since I was a kid. There's a lot more that's happening in October. If you do know of some of these things, please let me know so that we can read them on air and make sure that we have more persons. Of course, there is the biggest thing happening in October, and that's why I have the people in the studio, so I'm not saying that. I'm saving that for last. There's Paint the Streets Pink. That's a breast cancer awareness walk, and that's with one of our Rotaract clubs. That's happening on the 25th. The Valley Boys was postponed to the 25th of October, so you want to double-check again with Four Seasons Race Management for that one. And no, I don't know which one of the Valley Boys. I'm not getting involved with the politics with that. And continuing through for the rest of the month of October, again, there are lots of things happening. If you know about those, bring them my way so that we can have them read on air. Last but definitely not least, October is one of those months that we are celebrating a lot of things. And I want to give a shout out to CIBC, who had their Fun Run Walk this morning, a fundraiser in support of those battling breast cancer. So that happened this morning with, I fancy, several hundred persons participating. So that was very, very well attended. I want to also give a shout out to who I have on today. If you're watching online, that's Long Islanders Association. We had our SASA this morning, which was very well supported. We sold out, and we appreciate your support as we continue to make upgrades to our cultural site there in Salt Pond, Long Island, as well as helping out the wider community. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Wear your pink whenever you can and support, but also please reach out to Sister Sister and the Cancer Society of the Bahamas to see how you can tangibly donate to those entities that are making a difference in the lives of those battling breast cancer. And people we have in studio today. I'm so excited about this. I was telling my hello mother, I know you're listening in from Long Island, because my baby sister has been a brownie since like she was born. So we've gone through the sunflower stage, the brownie stage. She's a ranger guide right now too. So I've been growing up alongside her in this. And we have a brownie in studio today. And they tell me she's the chief cookie seller, because this month, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Girl Guides Cookies Month. Y'all know how they have it online. When we see Inside the States on our news and on these different television shows about the Girl Scouts selling cookies, we have that version over here. The Girls Guides are selling their cookies. This is October. And they're here to talk to us a little bit more about what is Cookie Month, but also what they have been doing. The Girls Guides, I think they also just had a huge fundraiser the other day. The other night, these ladies, they know how to party. They had an entire auditorium filled to capacity with golden oldies. Man, I didn't know half of them songs right there, but I surely found my way on the dance floor and they kept my belly full. They know what they're doing because the cause that they support, which are our young ladies, is truly a noble one. And so I wanted to have them back on to talk about this major fundraiser being Cookie Month. And joining me in studio today, we have, and again, I don't want to get in trouble with the brownie laws and all that good stuff, so I don't want to say who's like higher than the other in rank. So in no particular order, we have, I'm going to say it first because she's the chief cookie seller. I got to. Abigail Kurlinski. Is this correct? Am I saying it right, Abigail? I love that. We have Abigail Kurlinski. She's the brownie of the 77th NASA unit, or is it 77th unit of NASA?
Brownie pack.
So 77th NASA Brownie Pack?
Correct.
Yeah, okay, I'm learning. See, y'all working with me, I'm learning. Ladies and gentlemen, she was the Brownie of the Year. You have many titles. She has on all of her badges inside here. I think she's royalty in the brownie world, you know. She might be, do y'all have brownie princesses? Because I feel like she might be a brownie princess.
If we did, she would be one.
There you go. So she was the Brownie of the Year for the 77 NASA during the 2024-2025 guide year. And she is a proud student of Summit Academy. Hello, Abigail. How are you? Okay. Now, they tell me she's not shy, but she is warming up. And then we have, and she's no stranger to us, Jillian Wilson. She's the Deputy Chief Commissioner. They sent me all the important people. I don't know if we can deal with this much brownie royalty in studio, but we're going to try. And joining her is Sheena Davis, International Commissioner. I don't know what that means, but
excellent.
So I'm going to let Miss Jillian kick us off to talk to us. Well, what is guiding and what do you do?
Guiding is an experience. So it is a non-formal educational program where girls get together usually on a weekly basis and they complete a series of challenges. We take them through under exercises so they are in a better position to understand the guide law and the guide promise and the motto. We instill in our ladies, in our young women, the importance of being responsible stewards of the environment, also to be young ladies who are able to give back in their school communities, in the community at large. We have a number of young ladies who also represent the Bahamas Girl Guides Association on an international level. And that is what Ms. Davis will help our young ladies with. So it really is, I think, a life-changing opportunity for young ladies who choose to enroll in the program. We take girls as young as 5, and our oldest girls are 18 years old. They are ranger guides. And after that, we hope that they will come back to serve as leaders. Yes, as both Ms. Davis and I have chosen association. And our mission and our vision are really all centered around allowing our young ladies to become the very best version of themselves, empowering them to become leaders and to ensure that they develop the critical thinking skills, the tenacity that's needed really to survive in the real world, right? So we have lots of challenges. I think people know us for a lot of the badges that that our girls are able to earn, but it's really the process that our girls go through, I think, which is, you know, really builds character in our young ladies. So I would need 2 shows to talk only about what guiding is, but that's it, kind of wrapped up in a show.
I feel like, indeed, we need a series on that. Maybe we could talk more about that, too, because, ladies and gentlemen, girl guides, as Ms. Wilson has said, Deputy Chief Commissioner Wilson has said, they start from the age of 5. And so when you see the young girls inside their yellow, that's called the sunflowers. And again, I know all of this because my sisters were those things. And then you have brownies. And then you graduate to guides, but it's ranger guides, I think. But it may be a step before then. But there's something for everybody.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Now, I know y'all will be rebuked at. Mm-hmm. So I want Ms. Davis to talk to us a little bit more about the representation of girl guides on the international stage, because you have our young girls, our young Bahamian girls out there showing what we're capable of here.
Absolutely. Well, you know, before we get on the international side, I just wanted to mention that we also have what we call the UB Link. And so we have girls who have completed their rangers, they've gone through from sunflowers to rangers, and now they're at university, and they are now forming their group where they can continue to learn, they can continue to be leaders and use the leadership skills they've already learned and to build on those leadership skills. And so for anyone listening who's at the University of the Bahamas, you're interested in joining those young ladies, continuing your journey through guiding, please contact us and let us be a part of that group, because they just had their elections, so they're ready to go. They're ready to begin.
Not the elections.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's about leadership. It's about everybody playing a part. And so we want everybody to understand what their role is and to be able to carry that role out. And that's what we do from the youngest, the sunflowers, straight through. Mm-hmm. You know, we know by having something to do, and by being able to do it and do it well, it builds self-esteem. And it allows them to then understand, well, okay, so I was able to do that. Now let me say, okay, you did that well. Would you like to do something else? Would you like to, you know, and you learn different skills that way. Because we don't want you to continue to do the same skill.
Of course.
We want you to get a different skill every time.
And it sounds like I need to become a brownie.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, we say once a guide, always a guide. But, you know, we also should add, it's never too late. It's never too late to become a guide. And we believe that because everybody has skills and abilities that they can use to help to build each other up. And I think it's something that we need around here.
I love that. I love that. Ladies and gentlemen, again, we have a full house in studio, and we're going to have a vibrant conversation. But if you wanted to join in that conversation, you can always call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or from the Family Islands, 300-5720. You can also text us, powered by BTC, of course, and that's 422-4796. And then don't forget to follow us on social media, The Happy Hours, on all of them, so you can find us there. Now, back to International Commissioner Davis. Now, y'all could tell she was trying to tell me she was shy. She wasn't shy at all. No, not at all. She's going to tell us about our girls on the international stations and Abigail, because they're talking about badges. Abigail has about 15, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I feel like you have many badges. I like that. She's going to, so we can walk along with her Brownie of the Year journey. But International Commissioner, tell me, what are our girls doing on the international stage?
Well, you know, we just had our 17th Western Hemisphere meeting conference, and so let me just back up a little bit. The Bahamas Girl Guides Association is a part of what we call the WAGS, World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts. So we're worldwide. And we're part of that. So that's, you know, once you're part of this association, you have a sisterhood around the world. And so we just had the 17th Western Hemisphere, because we're part of the Western end of the world. And it was held virtually. So everything was online.
Usually, accessible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Usually only two of us get to go. And this time, we had two persons who attended who were part of the voting, but we also had eight observers.
Okay.
So we had leaders who were able to sit in on those meetings we were able to share our opinions and to be able to say to the persons that were voting, hey, this is what we think, because we were voting in offices on that level. But we had an 18-year-old who also participated as an observer.
Love that.
You know, and we had quite a few young women who have been a part of the international, whether it's been small workshops. But again, this is about being able to exert your opinion. You get to have a voice. You get to be able to say, hey, I'm in the Bahamas, and this is how we in the Bahamas feel about this particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it again, it's an opportunity for them to grow and to expand their minds and to be able to say, hey, you know, not to be shy, but to speak up. And then when it's time, we all do, because we've already had that opportunity, and we already know that by us being able to speak up, we're having a voice for all those other persons who can't have a voice or who don't have a voice. And so that's important. But a lot of the meetings have been held virtually this past year because, like you said, making it accessible. And I think after COVID, everybody learned that, hey, you know, maybe we can include a lot more persons if we use the avenues of the internet to allow more persons to participate.
I love that versatility. I really do. And speaking about having a voice, Abigail, ready for me? Listen, I want you all to know this young lady inside the studio. She's looking at me like she's never scared. So, Abigail, tell us a little being a brownie and the different patches you have on right now. Let's start there.
So, mostly if you want to become a brownie, you have to like the outdoors and you have to have a really good memory to remember all the pledges.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, some of the badges I have on right now are actually anniversary badges.
Okay. Anniversary of what?
The 50th anniversary of Girl Guides.
Okay.
My second badge I have on right now.
I see. And what do the others mean? They say Bahamas, Bahamas. And I see that's a pair of shoes? Is
so,
it?
So, yes. My first badge is from being in Guides, I mean Brownies, for a year.
Okay.
My third badge is for being in Brownies for 2 years.
Okay.
And one of my badges were earned from my sports.
Oh, because, sports?
No, like at PE time, we were working with one of our coaches that would get this badge. You can actually earn some of your badges from doing things at school.
Really?
Or you can just earn them by yourself.
Okay.
And you can tell your pack leaders or somebody.
I love that.
That you did this and that, and then you'll have your parents for confirmation.
Okay.
So the last badge is for swimming. We also work with our coach to get that badge as well. And this badge right I have on my brownie dress is actually the badge you earn from when you're in sixes. Sixes are basically these groups mm-hmm. that you have. So, like they're called sixes, there's a group of six brownies. Mm-hmm. And normally there's like 2 to 3 sixes in a single pack.
Okay.
So there's you can name the sixes. So this right now is a sprite.
A sprite.
But there's others like the pixies and the gnomes.
Oh, this is so cute. Okay.
And sometimes you are allowed to go on the campsite, which is really why we were selling cookies, was because we were trying to earn money for the campsite.
Ah. And tell me, you like going to the campsite? Okay, what do you do there?
We normally do crafts, and there are things that you just have to go to the campsite. I think it's by Carmichael Road, I think.
Yeah, it's in the southern part of New Providence, and I think you do crafts. I think you also get to...
Games.
Pardon?
Games.
Games. And I think some of you actually learn how to cook on the outdoor shows when you get older, mm-hmm. because... Again, I'm sorry, baby sister, I tell her all your business, but she told me how she learned how to cook on an outside fire and everything during the last time. Now I have to go and ask her if she got a badge for that. So now I wanted to talk. You have a whole title, you know, you're a brownie, but to be specific, I'm reading here, you were the brownie of the year for the 77th Nassau for the 2024-2025 guide year. So you're brownie of the year. What does that mean? How do you feel about that?
I think it's a very honorable title. It's mostly because I mostly went to all the events that were held in the parade. But you can also become brownie of the year through being kind to your packmates.
Oh my goodness, okay. Like, I'm gonna cry because there's so much hope. And what you're saying, that is so beautiful. All right. Now, for everybody listening, remind us, how old are you and in which grade?
I'm in fifth grade.
And how old are you currently?
10.
Ladies and gentlemen, I really just need to give a shout out to Abigail and her family and everybody around her. She is such a well-spoken young lady here telling us all about her journey in brownies and Girl Guides, honestly. And you just said something so profound, that you can become brownie of the year just by being kind. Why is it important to be kind to other persons?
Because that's just the right thing to do. Wouldn't you want them to be kind to you?
Yes, indeed. That is the golden rule.
Simple, right?
Listen, I have to... this is powerful. I feel like we have to start doing the clips inside the poetry club right there. That's great. Now, what advice would you give to other young ladies who may not be going through a kind time? How can they be kind to others?
Maybe they could think of all the times that everybody has been kind to them, or if I'm kind to others, then I can be treated nicely and get all these nice privileges from being kind to people. And if you be kind to people, then you will get a lot of blessings when you're older.
Indeed. Indeed. Oh, goodness. I love this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the impact of having a positive community around you and honestly having it reinforced through programs such as Girl Guides. And we're hearing Abigail tell us about the importance of kindness. Just so you know, I'm taking that as a clip to put and pin on my social media pages because that is so powerful right there. And I don't know how I can follow up behind that right now. That is so incredible. But I will follow up because I have to. Because when we talk about powerful impact, in order to do some things, we have to get some monies and things like that too. And they told me, Abigail, that you were a chief cookie seller. But before we get into it, I want Deputy Chief Wilson to tell us a little bit more about why do the Girl Guides sell cookies? What is Cookie Month?
So if you don't mind, before I start with that, I'd just like to say that I am Abigail's brown owl. So she's in my... Abigail is actually supposed to have 4 additional badges on her sash, which okay. She will earn, which she will receive next week. So her badges will actually flow onto the back of her sash, which is exactly the way that I like to see all of my young ladies.
Oh, love that. Could you tell us what are those other 4?
Those are, so she's earned one for World Thinking Day. She's earned her entertainer's badge. She's earned her computer badge. And I believe her swimming and maybe swimming advanced, if I'm okay. not mistaken. It's actually 5 badges. So yeah, she's definitely one of our lead badge earners.
Congratulations, Abigail.
Yes, and definitely a role model, a brownie for us in our brownie pack. So the Bahamas Girl Guides Association is a nonprofit organization, and we have to do as much as we can to earn the funds that are necessary to keep our program running. As you can imagine, with more than 3,000 girls throughout the archipelago, it does take quite a bit of investment, if you will, to ensure that the program is executed well. So we first began selling cookies in 1968.
Wow.
And from that day until now, it continues to be our largest fundraiser. The funds from Cookie Month are dedicated to and development, advancement of Camp Discovery, which is the camp, the campsite that Abigail referred to. And so we rely on every single girl to do their part. I believe this year the goal is 2,000 cookies, if I'm not mistaken. But
per guy?
No, in general. In general. For 2,000 cases.
I was going to say.
In general. But this also goes back to, you know, Lord Baden-Powell, where he was insistent that, you know, guides and scouts do not beg for money, we earn it. And so, you know, I was a guide, and I remember I have the fondest memories of Cookie Month and actually hitting the pavement and going door to door to sell the cookies. Again, it's so much more than selling cookies. It's learning how to budget. It's being responsible for funds collected. It's establishing, a budget with your leader. It is learning how to accept rejection with grace when someone says, no, thank you. I would not like to purchase some of your cookies. You know, how do you react to that responsibly or in a way that is representative of our association? It's also about, learning how to be grateful if someone does choose to patronize you. And again, the campsite is really something that all of our young ladies benefit from, even though the brownies do not camp. They can engage in a pack holiday. They go for brownie revels. So all of the girls have an opportunity to go to the campsite at least once a year, certainly during Guide Week. All right. So it's a very important time for us, and we're celebrating Cookie Month for the entire month of October.
Okay.
So when you see those girls out there, please support.
So when we talk about support, tell me, how can I find, this is for International Commission, can you tell me, how can I find my cookies?
Well, every unit basically sells. So whether they are in a church unit or school unit, they're all going to be take this opportunity to see who can sell the most cookies.
Now tell me some about these cookies. Sorry to interrupt, but I like to think with my tummy sometimes, right?
Okay.
What type of cookies these are?
Well, we have the custard creams. We have the
bourbon.
Of course, that's my favorite.
Okay.
so we have to have that. We have your coconut cream. We have your digestive. So some people, they like the cookies, but they don't want anything too sweet. We get ginger rings. We have the shorties.
Okay.
And so we have quite a variety. We have something for everyone. So, and, you know, if you really, really, I mean, we know what our, and if you can't eat them yourself, you know, maybe buy a pack for your child, your grandchild, or, you know, you can just support us by giving a donation as well. We will accept that. We're not begging, but we will accept it if you don't want the cookies. I know, but I can remember back when I used to sell cookies, so there would always be persons who would say, no, here, to keep that cookie. And of course, at the end of the day, the girls are working hard, so they'll say, give it to the girls, and, you know, the girls will have a snack at the end of their time selling cookies, because somebody would say, no, I will pay for it, but I don't want the cookies. And that's understandable, and we accept that, as we say. But, this whole idea of getting the girls to sell the cookies is very important to us. And as Julie, you know, as the deputy chief said, you know, that's a part of building their character as well. So that's really important. But all of the units will sell. We are going to be set up outside of various. I think we have a couple of Super Value stations.
Okay.
Harbor Bay. I'm trying to think of some off the top of my head, but. We should have postings on our social media pages, so
okay.
you can find
check
them
there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I have to again all my baby sister business getting told today. When y'all just talk about the budgeting aspect of it, I remember this child. She's currently, I think she's involved with the UB branch, which you call this right here, because she says she doesn't want to. She's not leaving, and I said, "Yay, love this for us." But I remember her being a sunflower, little child. Now remind me, Deputy Chief, what's the age of a sunflower?
5 to 6 years old.
Okay. I want y'all to listen to me to imagine a 5 to 6 year old child, nickel and dime in her sisters and her siblings, negotiating with us to say how much change, how much change we may have on us. And we... She wasn't telling us why we're asking. You're just thinking, oh, okay, she just wants to know how much change I have left in my wallet. Okay, great. Oh, yeah, no, none of that. That's, so you have $10? Okay, great. That's 5 packs or whatever was the price at that time. 5 packs of what? Oh, cookies, you're helping me to build. This is like a business. You're 6.
Yeah, very, yes. And cookies, I might add, are just $1.50. I think when I was growing up, they were $1.
$1 for years.
Yes, now they're $1.50. But Abigail here just had the privilege of meeting our Governor General maybe a week ago. She was recognized as one of the top cookie sellers.
Okay.
During the... She's a serious young entrepreneur.
No, we need to hear more. Abigail, they say you're a top cookie seller, right? So how do you... What's your business... proposal or your approach, like how do you plan this out?
So normally I call up family members and ask them if they want cookies.
Okay.
My mom calls up her friends and asks them if they want cookies too.
So you made your mother into your salesperson.
Yeah. So my mom helps me drive around and give the people their cookies.
I love that. So you have transport arranged. And you're also using her networks. I love this.
Can I just add something, though, about Abigail? When we talk again about guiding royalty, her mother, Dr. Rochelle Williams, was the last Queen's Guide that we've had in the country. And I believe that was in 1986.
What does that mean?
It's the top award that you can earn in guiding globally. Okay. And I believe we've had 6 recipients since guiding began in the Bahamas, but her mother was the last one. Her mother also currently serves as a council member. So she is deeply committed to ensuring that her, you know, both of her daughters really benefit from the guiding program. Extremely supportive. You may have heard Abigail say that one of the reasons that she was selected for Brownie of the Year for 77th NASA's Brownie Pack is because she attended every single event that was held last year. So again, it's about that commitment to guiding that we've been really impressed with Abigail. So I just want to give a special shout out to her mom, who gives back to the association in so many ways.
I love that, including delivery driver and cell phone receptionist. So how does that feel? So when you're selling your cookies and whatnot, pretend I'm your customer. What do you say? How do you get me to buy a pack of cookies?
Hello, would you want to buy a pack of cookies to support and maintain the Girl Guides campsite?
Yes, I would. Because it's going for a good cause. Okay, wonderful. You have to give me some more tips. Like, how would you tell a fellow brownie or a sunflower or even a ranger guide, how can they sell their cookies better?
Don't try to force them, or just ask. Don't try to force them to buy any cookies. Just ask them, would you like some cookies? And if not, would you like to donate something?
So give them options.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. So essentially purchase a cookie or donate. Okay.
Even if they say no, that's okay. You can just keep going on.
Okay, so once you find your clientele, continue to work with them. Okay, this is wonderful.
She has grit.
I see that, yes. And commitment. She has a plan.
Absolutely. So imagine her taking the principles of her cookie selling now into some type of business venture that she would maybe someday like to have as an adult or even as a young lady.
So this is curious to me, ladies and gentlemen tuning in. We are literally understanding a little bit more about how our younger folks operate. So I really want to know a little bit better now. So from selling cookies, what are some things that you have learned when it comes to making money and how to make money?
So I've learned that you can sometimes persuade the customer, but most of the time you don't do it. It's your tone mostly. Don't have like a stern, just ask them and then wait for a response. And also you could just ask for some. You could ask them if they would like something. Or you could just ask if they want to place an order or anything else. But you can just wait for an answer. Don't just try to, don't say anything after that might sound like if you say, would you like to buy cookies? And before they can even respond, you say, but it's okay if you don't have. That only just makes them not want to buy the cookies.
I want y'all to hear Abigail. She is literally walking us through the potential outcomes of a sale and how to frame the sale. She is in grade 5. Now, what happens if you have a lot of cookies that you need sold?
You can actually go online. Ask people if they want any.
There you go. Of course, utilizing your parents or your legal guardians' networks, and then you get online sales through your trusted adult. Look at that. So you're leveraging your network. You're finding investors. Wow.
And engaging in marketing strategies as well. So they have to do posters. We've incorporated crafts. So they've made wallets. They've learned how to stitch, do a whip stitch to make those wallets sturdy enough to hold their money. And again, they just have to learn to be responsible, accountable for the cookies that they're given. And, you know, Abigail is a wholesaler of cookies, the amount of cookies that she sold last year. Definitely a force to be reckoned with on during Cookie Month.
Oh, this sounds like something we need to study, honestly. So on average, and perhaps either international commissioner or deputy chief, you can let me know, what is the goal of the Girl Guides in selling the cookies, truly?
In terms of a dollar amount? I don't have a precise dollar amount, but I think it's safe to say that every year they would like to outperform
the previous year.
Absolutely.
Well, again, I mean, the cost of things are going up.
Yes, and there are a lot of renovations right now that are taking place at the campsite. We're getting ready, as a part of our 110th anniversary, we're getting ready to host a national camp next year, and so the grounds have to be, obviously fully prepared for that. So we have to purchase things like tents. We have two buildings on the premises that have to be repaired. We have to make sure that the roof is in good condition. The grounds are so expensive. They have to be cared for as well, so that when the girls do utilize the camp, they're able really to have the type of experience that we would wish all guides to have.
I think that's a noble cause.
Absolutely.
My goodness. Now, I have another question, but I'm not sure if we can answer this per se. But are the cookies donated, or do you have to purchase the cookies to then resell?
We have to purchase the cookies. We have to purchase them. We have to pay for them. I don't know how. We're purchasing in volume, so I assume we may get a discount, but basically we have to purchase them, and then there's also the cost of we want to be able to deliver them to where they need to go.
Right.
We have to get, not only do our leaders and our units in New Providence sell cookies, but our units all over the Family Island sell as well. And we have to be able to transport them to the Family Island, so mm-hmm. there's a cost in that as well. So
I got to give a shout out because I know she listened. Mommy, apparently you are part of this business framework that my sister
Absolutely.
Had going on Long Island. So shout outs and trusted adults in our Girl Guides lives for helping them get to their goals in cookie sales, because it all goes for a very fabulous cause, which is helping the Girl Guides program and to maintain the buildings in which they're teaching our girls about life. Really.
And our girls also, take the responsibility of helping to finance the guiding programs, the program itself that the girls benefit from. You may remember that we were here a few weeks ago for Every Girl Has a Story, which was extremely successful. And so there was a large percentage of that money that was given back to the program. So helping the leaders to execute their meeting at a level that is commensurate with the level, obviously, that the association is looking for to make each girl's guiding experience memorable and meaningful.
Excellent, excellent. Now, y'all know time flies when we're having fun.
It does.
Right? Because we started. It's 10 minutes to 4. So we are in our last 10 minutes. And ladies and gentlemen, I know those of you who may not be watching, you are listening, but they have sheets of paper. So I just wanted to give them time to read off anything that we haven't touched on. And then Abigail, I want you to tell us and everybody who's listening why they should buy cookies. Right. And then to talk to our fellow brownies about why. And then their International Commissioner Davis and Deputy Chief Wilson are going to tell me what else is written on those papers.
So we're really excited about celebrating the 110th year of guiding in the Bahamas. So I just wanted to discuss very quickly just a few of the events that we have planned for this year. We're going to have a logo competition. We are kicking off the year officially with a church service, which will be held later this month. And of course, there will be a parade or march prior to the church service. And we're having a global festival in New Providence for a unit that would like to participate, where we will be highlighting countries where guiding exists. So just to bring home how
how popular guiding is. There are more than 10 million guides worldwide. We're having a t-shirt day. We're having a special event for the alumni. And I'd like to also add that if, you know, we are constantly in search of women that have gone through the program. So if you are a former guide, we really would like to connect to you during this upcoming year in particular. And we're asking you to call headquarters at 322-4342. That's 322-4342. Just give your name and bring all of these women together. We will be participating in a tree planting exercise where our goal is to plant a minimum of 110 trees. And Ms. Davis will be spearheading that. I spoke previously about the National Guide Camp, where we are inviting girls from the Family Islands. There will also be a Rangers Conclave. We will have a master class in May of next year, just really discussing the rich history of the association. And there will also be a recognition of leaders that are currently serving during the 110th year. And last but not least, we will be working on a mural, which will be unveiled during this guide year.
That's
packed
a lot.
Calendar.
That's a lot.
In addition to what we already had planned for the guide year.
Oh, wow.
So a lot. It's a very, very busy time for us all. And we need leaders to help us to make this happen. So I'd like to give a special hello to all of the leaders throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas that sacrifice their time weekly, time from their families, time from their jobs, to pour into these young ladies. There's always room for more volunteers. It's so rewarding. You know, I've been a leader for going on 20 years, and, you know, I do it every week, and I absolutely love it. You know, when I go outside, I had 26 girls this week. I just walked outside. It's like, have fun, Abigail. We did, right? Yes. So I love what I do, and I'd like to encourage other women that are looking for opportunities to give back to consider guiding as their organization of choice.
I love that. Now, International Commissioner, ma'am, you have...
Mm-hmm. I just want to just give a little bit more about the 110th mangrove and tree planting initiative that we are undertaking for this 110th anniversary.
I saw y'all. Two weekends ago. With the Perry Institute for Marine Science.
Yes, and we'd like to thank them for allowing us to participate with them. We also have a couple of other partners. We have Mr. Thompson from the Tourism Development Corporation, who says that we should have, his thing is we should, and I agree with him, we should have fruit trees everywhere so that people can eat, you know. We have forestry, Mrs. Hannick, she has also partnered with us and has been helping us, and Melissa Ingram. And so there are other persons who are interested in, you know, helping us just to put plants back in areas that need plants. And to, we're also trying to, you know, make sure that we, our girls learn the process, and which is why we participated with Perry Institute. You're not, we don't want them to just plant the trees. We want them to know how to look at these trees and make sure that they're surviving and make sure that they're able to thrive in wherever the environment is that we put them. And so if there are persons who are interested in partnering with us for that, because we're doing this all around the Bahamas, we want all our units to participate in this and to plant trees in their areas, so Family Islands as well. So please, again, give us a call at headquarters, and we will reach out to you.
I love that. And again, special shout out to the Perry Institute for Marine Science for their recent activities and ongoing activities with mangrove restoration, as they are part of the Bahamas Mangrove Alliance and their ongoing work to repopulate Grand Bahama and Abaco after being ravaged by Hurricane Dorian. They are still rebuilding our barrier in the form of mangroves years later. So this is an ongoing effort. So cheers to them on that. Now, Abigail, are we ready? Because I think the chiefs have said so much, but I want you to close this out potentially and just tell us again about the importance of being in Girls Guides, and what would you say to young ladies wanting to get involved who are not in Girls Guides?
So, if you do want to get in Girls Guides, but you don't have a uniform or something else, you don't have the time, you can still participate if you like have a school pack or something like that. And you can also, you can come to the guiding events we sometimes hold. We also have marches sometimes, so you can watch those too. But as for the cookie selling, if you want to sell cookies, or if you are thinking about buying some, can you please buy some cookies? Because we're just thinking, we just need to maintain our campsite this year. So we would really appreciate it if you even could donate some money, or just buy a pack of cookies or anything, big or small. A donation's a donation.
Y'all hear that? Thank you, Abigail. Listen, y'all, she's a form. You know what? You're going to come back to us on the show when you've started college and finished with your degrees and started your business. And so we could compare how much you've grown. And with your business acumen, you are a businesswoman, cheers. Abigail. A donation is a donation. My goodness.
We need to put that on a poster.
I think, no, I'm going to clip that too, because facts are facts. Ladies and gentlemen, we have 2 minutes until we wind down. And so I just wanted to say again, it's been a pleasure to have Abigail Kurlinski. She's a brownie of 77 Nassau Brownie Pack. She is the brownie of the year for her brownie pack for the 24-25 guide year. And she's a proud fifth grader at Summit Academy. And she's been a fabulous guest. Is this your first time on radio? It is? You did so well. I did not know. You seem like you've done this before many times. That's fabulous, Abigail. Now, I know that there may be, you know, some other points that we want to get through, and of course we are trying to discuss, ladies and gentlemen, having the brownies on every so the girl guides on every so often so they can keep us up to date. But I do know that there's always a call to action. We've heard it once or twice, but I want Deputy Chief Commissioner to say it again for all of those who may be able to assist. How could they get in touch, and what are the different roles?
Yes, so we are looking for leaders, or if you're not willing to lead a unit, you can, you know, just serve as an assistant. We are also looking for girls to join our 3,000 young ladies that are already a part of our program. If you are not enrolled in a school where there is a brownie pack or a guide company or a ranger group, again, call headquarters. We will match you with a community group, maybe at a church. I know at our school we've had young ladies who don't go to our school who come after school for a meeting. So we will try our very, very best to match you with some place that's close to where you live. All right, so definitely a call for girls, a call for leaders. And I don't know if you have anything to add, Ms. Davis?
Well, I just for Mrs. Garraway, I'm sure she's listening.
Hi, Mrs. Garraway.
Hi. We are trying to complete our new headquarters, and we are right now looking to put in our elevator, and I know that committee is they're just looking for means to be able to get that funding. That's why the fundraising committee is out there, and if there are persons, you know, they have some monies, but it's I'm told it's very expensive to do that. But we do want to be able to host girls of all in any situation that they're in. So the elevator, in some cases, yes, the stairs are there. But if we have somebody who is physically disabled, then they're going to need to have that in place. And so in order for us to have our building completed, we need to be able to get that in there. And so I'm sure that if you want to reach out to Mrs. Garraway, she will tell you how you can assist us in completing that.
I love it. I love it. Wonderful. There are many ways that you can support the Bahamas Girls Guides. We've heard so much about it, and always double check their social media pages and their website for more information. It's been a pleasure to have Brownie Abigail Kurlinski on air for the very first time ever, as well as International Commissioner Sheena Davis and Deputy Chief Commissioner Jillian Wilson. It's been an honor to hear, and I wish you all the best with cookie sales for October.
Thank you. And Ms. Cartwright, thank you so much for hosting us. We got to say that because we appreciate you.
Huge supporter of Guides. We appreciate you.
Always an honor and a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for the remainder of the programming here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndre Cartwright, and you've been tuned in to the Happy Hour.
I got killed. I got this on my phone. New names and numbers that I don't.